holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Did you know that children were born as sinners?
Be Holy.
Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Today is going to be one of those discussions, one of those key discussions in our lives. This is going to be a great, great, great lesson. Listen, today's still a wonderful day, regardless of what we're getting ready to read here. Today is still a wonderful day, and we serve a wonderful God. We applaud Him, we praise Him, we thank Him, we ask and receive from Him everything that we're asking for in His will. You know, if as long as it's in His will, we're going to get that thing, right? But we're asking for God to guide and have mercy on all the listeners. Yeah, you know, we ask God to guide you and have mercy on you and your life and your family's life and your children. His will to be done in your life. That's what we're asking for. We're asking for God's will to be done. And any kind of way He can show some extra mercy, Lord, just show some extra mercy. You know, we want God to be God, and we want to take full advantage of us following Him. Full advantage. We don't want to miss anything. We don't want to take a chance on losing anything. We want to receive everything that we're supposed to receive from Him. Everything that we're supposed to do, everything we're supposed to be, everywhere we're supposed to go. Everything we're supposed to have, whatever it is from Him, we want it. And nobody receives anything unless God okays it, unless it comes from heaven. If God don't okay it, you don't get it. And you know, the one thing I am glad that we have, salvation, forgiveness. Thank God for that. And listen, if anybody don't know, if you don't know, your sins have been forgiven. Just believe it. If you don't believe it, okay, maybe you believe it later. All right, that's fine. But listen, it's available to you, and it's from heaven. Yeah, it's from heaven, and it's for you. So don't let anybody tell you different. God had already forgave you for all that sin. But if you don't believe it, you won't act upon it. Okay, well, listen, we're going to go over to Psalm 51. Psalm 51, and we're going to start at verse number 5. We're going to find out what David said about being born. Let's see, Psalm 51, verse number 5, and it says this: For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. Whew. Man, you were a sinner from then, so you do need forgiveness. You hadn't even done anything as of yet, and you still need forgiveness. You might feed the hungry. You might help the people who don't have and help the poor and everything, but you just haven't believed that your sins have been forgiven. You still need forgiveness, even though you're doing a lot of good work. You're doing a lot of great work, a lot of work that a lot of people can't do or haven't done or won't do. You're doing that work. You might as well get credit for it. You might as well get credit for it and go to God to get your forgiveness. Verse number 5 again: For I was born a sinner. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. Whew, man. So when the sperm and egg came together and conceived, you were needed forgiveness. You needed forgiveness even then, and you hadn't even come into the world yet. Verse number 6. But you desire honesty from the womb. So God desires honesty from the womb, from the beginning of your life. He desired honesty. Have you been honest? I mean, look, I mean, think about it. Being honest with you. Have we all been honest from the womb? You know, that's why children come out and just say everything and say, you know, that honesty comes out of them real quick. But then some kind of way somebody teaches us how to lie and how to deceive and how to be quiet and not say things and don't speak up. And, you know, or to hide certain key elements of whatever it is that we're talking about from this out, from the conversation so that we can just get away with the lie. But God desires honesty from the womb. You understand what I'm saying? We learned how to be honest as children, and we came as children. We spoke as children. But something happened to where the sin grew or whatever, to where we no longer try to be honest. We don't. We have to work to be honest. It don't just come out of us. But hey, verse number six again. But you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. So God teaches while you're in the womb also. Did you know all this was happening when you were pregnant? No wonder the children move and you know, and kick and everything, because God's talking to them. God's teaching them. Verse number seven. Purify me from my sins and I will be clean. If you purify me, Lord, if you purify me, I'll be clean. If somebody else purify me, I won't be clean. There is no other purification than the Lord's purification. If he don't wash you, you still dirty. If he don't wash me, I'm still dirty. That's how it is. But you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom from there. Teaching me wisdom from there. So I guess it was that one verse, and I think it was Jeremiah that talks about, I know where you're supposed to be going. I know what you're supposed to be doing, and I'm making a way for you. What was it? Jeremiah 29 and 11. Let's read that. Verse number 11 says this, King James Version. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. This is what the Lord does. He knows the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He's already set it up for us. He set it up for us, and we can sit and try to think, oh, well, the Lord doesn't like me. The Lord ain't thinking about me. The Lord doesn't care about me. Oh, yes, he does. And when we realize that, we need to go ahead and start believing. You know, he already said that our sins are forgiven. He already sent the Son to take away the sins of the world from the beginning of the world. Matter of fact, from the foundation of the world. Before any of us got here, he already set that up. And it had already happened in the spiritual realm, or that spiritual universe, as people like to say. But that's what he does. He makes a way for us. He teaches us wisdom. He teaches that. You can't go to a collegiate course and get the wisdom. You can't go to a collegiate campus and get the wisdom. You have to get it from God. He'll take those things that you learned at the collegiate establishment and show you how to use those things. He'll show you things there. But they can't give you the wisdom. Only the wisdom comes from God. It does. It says here, verse number six again. Verse number six. But you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. He does. Verse number seven. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. So if you don't purify me, I won't be clean. Wash me. Okay. And I will be whiter than snow. Wait a minute. So if God washes you, you'll be whiter than snow. How many times have you actually taken a shower, washed yourself, and you still didn't come out whiter than snow? Just check your neckline of your shirt or your t-shirt or your dress, blouse, whatever, and you'll see that you're still dirty. But if God washes you, you'll be whiter than snow. Who knows what that means? All I know is if you're supposed to be whiter than snow, when God washes you, so be it. So be it. I'll take that, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. Verse number 8. Oh, give me back my joy again. Because when you, like this whole series of verses here, it's talking about when David was actually, it was like a song or something like that, a psalm, when David did the adultery act with Bathsheba. And so the prophet Nathan came to him and told him about it. And so this psalm came from that, or is resembling that, or talking about that, because he was caught up in sin and he recognized the sin that it was in. But here is talking about purify my sins and I'll be clean, wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Woo. So it was a big deal because he had, you know, slept with that man's wife. The man worked for David, and then David had the man killed. That's a big deal, man. That's a big deal. And Jesus still came through his family. That's how God works, man. God still did the thing of forgiving him and forgiving the whole world through his family. Purify me from my sins and I will be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. Because once you're in that stump, if you're in that situation and you recognize your rebellion, your joy is gone. Or low or something. Give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. He says, look, I recognize what I did. You've broken me down. Lord, you broke me down. You broke me down, Lord. Okay, well, at least give me my joy back. Let me have my joy back. After you forgave me, let me have my joy back. At least, please let me have that back. Isn't that what some of you say? That's what we all say. You know, when you don't feel the greatest, you don't feel, and you're trying to come back, you see what's going on, you see what you did. Lord, give my joy back. I don't have any joy, Lord. Do you have some extra joy up in heaven that you can send down to me because I need it? Yeah. You've broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence and don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Restore me the joy of your salvation. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Ask God for forgiveness and receive it all. Take it all in.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.